Meseches Megillah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim. On Chanukah we read from the Torah from the Parshas HaNesiyim, which is in Parshas Naso, which deals with the Kavanah that the Nesiyim brought by the Chanukah HaMishkan in the Midbar. The reason why we read this on Chanukah is because the Melechah HaMishkan was Nigmara on Chafei Kislev. Another reason given was that the Yavanim were Metame, the Beis HaMikdash. And when they were beaten by the Chachmonon, they were Metare the Migdash and they made Kain a Chanukah Tabayit. Ba'Purim Ba'Yavah Amolek. On Purim, we read from Vayavo Amalek, as Haman was a descendant of Amalek. Bereshit Chadashim, we read from Uvarashi Chashechem, which is in part of Pinchas, and deals with the Kabbalahs that we bring, Amrish Chodesh. The Ma'amados, the Maisi Bereshit. On Ma'amados, we read from Maisi Bereshit, that is, the people from that moment, they read from Maisi Bereshit. B'Taniyos, Brachos Uklolos. On Taniyos, which is a time that Bezin is Geizus, for any sorrow that might happen to the Tzibor. They read from the beginning of Bukhukosai until after Zilchacha. But by a regular time of Tzibur, such as Shibas of the Talmud, we read from Parshat Vayecha. Ein mafsikin b'kolos. We don't make a hefzik in middle of the kolos. In other words, when we read the Tochacha from the Torah, we don't call somebody up in middle of Zilchacha. Instead, we start from before the Tochacha. We call somebody up then, and then we read until after the Tochacha. The reason given is ein mavorkum al kolos. We don't make a bracha on a kolos. And if we would call somebody up in the middle, he'd make a bracha on the Torah in the middle of the kol. Ella echad kare is kulam. The same person that was called up from before Zochacha, he reads until after Zochacha. Vasheni uvachamishi uvashabbos b'mincha. On Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos b'mincha, kairin kisidram. We read from the parsha of that week, ve'ein oylin lahem min achesben. It's not counted towards the reading of the next Shabbos, which is that the next Shabbos, when we read the parsha of the week, we start from the beginning of the parsha, but we don't start from where we left off on the previous Thursday. Shenemar. How do we know that on the Moed we read, Menyani de Moed? The pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moed Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvasam sheyehu korin ko echad ve'echad bizmano. The mitzvah to read bizmano the Inyani de Yuma. So therefore, on every yontif, we read from the Inyan of that yontif. The Sechus Megillah, Parak Dalad Mishnah Aleph, Hakari et HaMegillah Oymed V'Yoshev. Somebody who reads from the Megillah standing or even sitting, he is Yosef. Even though when we read from the Torah, we must read from it standing. As the Pasuk says, Vata Po Amod Imadi, Kaviyacho Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Amida. But by Megillah, we may read it even sitting. Kara Echa, Karu Shnayim Yosef. If one person reads the Megillah, or even if two people read the Megillah at the same time, they are Yosef, and the people hearing from them are Yosef. Even though we have a cloud, state kolos enemishtami, two voices can't be heard if two people are reading at the same time. We can't hear either voice. But Megillah, since it's a mitzvah that's very chaviv, as it's a mitzvah that comes only once a year, people pay attention and they can hear even two people reading at once. Makom shenoagu levarech yivarech. In a place that the minig is to make a bracha after we read the Megillah, then they must make a bracha, ushalo levarech. If it's a makom, where they don't have a minhag to make a bracha after they read the Megillah, lo yivarech. They shouldn't make the bracha after reading the Megillah. As opposed to the bracha before we read the Megillah, that's not totally a minhag. B'chol makom, you have to make a bracha before you read the Megillah, three brachas on Mikra Megillah, Shas Anisim, and Shechiyonim. Vasheni uvachamishi uvashabbos b'mincha. On Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos b'mincha, Karin Shlosha. Three people are called to the Torah. Keneged Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. Or else, Keneged Kohen and Leviim v'Yisraelim. Ein Peichsin ve'ein Moisifin Aleim. We can't call up less than three people, and we can't call up more than three people, ve'ein Maftirin b'Navi. And we also don't read from the Navi. The reason being that since Monday and Thursday are days that people have to run out after Shul to do Malacha, and Ashad b'Mincha, since we dive in close to dark, so therefore, we can't call up more than three people, and so too, that's the reason that we don't read from Navi. The first person who is called up to the Torah, he makes the bracha before reading the Torah. He makes the bracha asher bracha banu. And the last person who is called up to the Torah, he makes the bracha after reading from the Torah. The bracha asher nasan lana Torah zemeh. But nowadays, the minhag is that each person who is called up to the Torah, he makes the bracha lefanel l'acharav. The reason given is that it's gzeir mishum ha-nechnasim u'mishum ha-yoytzim. The Rabbanim were afraid, if only the first person who is called up to the Torah makes a bracha lefanel, then maybe somebody who comes late to the Kriyas HaTorah, and he doesn't hear that they made a bracha before reading from the Torah, he will think that Eim Mevorachim al Torah Tchila. And if only the last person who is called up to the Torah makes a bracha l'acharel, the Rabbanim were afraid people that leave early before the end of the Kriyas HaTorah will think that we don't make a bracha after reading from the Torah. So therefore, the Rabbanim were geyser that each person makes a bracha l'fanel l'acharel, as the Indian of making a bracha on the Torah is a very chashuv Indian. As the Gemara said that the reason why the Bayis HaSheni was nechra was because Ashalo Barchu with HaTorah Tchila, they didn't make a bracha when learning Torah, as the Torah wasn't chashuv enough to them to make a bracha on it. So therefore we find that making a bracha on the Torah is a very important Indian. So therefore the Rabbanim were geyser that each person should make a bracha l'fanel l'acharel.